Christopher Lee Cornell, the Cincinnati man accused of plotting to bomb the United States Capitol and shoot at those running away, is behind bars, at least partially because of the efforts of this man. John Dean is the manager of Point Blank Range and Gun Shop in Cincinnati. He says he was contacted by the FBI a few weeks ahead of Wednesday's arrest. But at the time, agents weren't able to provide Dean with much detail.
Not really, because they did let us know that what we would be doing is handling a sale for them. But beyond that, there were no specifics. They just said that they would keep us informed. And if the time came that we would have to be a part of this, then they would let us know.
On Wednesday morning, Dean found out that he would play an integral role in the operation.
It was just a few minutes after we opened up, one of the agents stopped by and said that he, this person was going to be stopping by probably in about 10 minutes or so. He let me know that he was probably in the market for two firearms, and then asked us who was going to handle the sale. I said I would do that. Sure enough, about 10 minutes later, Christopher Cornell came in.
Dean says that he initiated the sales process after an agent pointed out Cornell on the shop security camera. Cornell completed his purchase of two AR-15s, some extra ammunition, and two additional magazines. Dean encouraged Cornell to take the items to his vehicle. That's when operatives moved in.
Several agents came from several different directions towards him. They put him down on the parking lot asphalt, just immediately face down. The guns were separated from him.
Those agents made quick work of the arrest. Dean says that there was no struggle from Cornell.
Absolutely not. No, he went right down. He saw the agents starting to come towards him. He stopped and did exactly what they asked him to do. There was no resistance that I could see. It just was obvious that that fight was not in him.
Fight or not, Cornell will be charged with the attempted killing of a U.S. government officer and possession of a firearm with intent to commit a crime after tweeting pro-ISIS material and taking steps toward detonating pipe bombs at the Capitol. Cornell had been under investigation for a year before making his move toward the Capitol this week. He currently sits in the Boone County Jail in Northern Kentucky, held without bond.